Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You've been texting? We need to spin the text roulette wheel and find out which text we land on. Text roulette is what's going on right now. 414-432-1099. Text it in. Whatever issue it is that you have going on in your life, and maybe our mixed family can help you out. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Spin that wheel.
Love doing that. Just grabbing that thing and just spinning it.
11.
Number 11. Let's scroll through here. Just hit refresh before, so I just need to go one page over since we have 10 per page. Kind of a long one here. That's good, though. We love it when you text in.
Yeah, we like to know some context, a couple details.
Yeah. What do I do with a husband that is not supportive and is constantly treating or talking to or texting me very rudely? Okay, there's more here. He didn't even support me when I had a miscarriage.
Oh.
He was not around. I had to go to my sister's to get the support that I needed. Now he's pushing me away. He tells me he doesn't know how to support me emotionally at all. Especially in this situation, it sounds like.
Oh.
Mixed family, how would you answer this one? How would you help this mixed listener who texted in this very heartfelt text? 414-432-1099. Call now and let us know how you would help.
Giving you the biggest hug possible
first
through the radio.
Uh-huh.
That is a very deeply painful event to go through, having been through a miscarriage. It's devastating. You feel so alone. And then to not feel supported by your partner.
Yeah.
And the partner is saying that they don't know how to support you.
And this...
But are they trying? Are they trying to support you? Are they trying to find a way to connect and be there for you? Because this isn't just about miscommunication. This sounds a little bit like emotional abuse, though, too. And emotional neglect.
Yeah, no matter what's going on in a marriage, I mean, you're married, you're for better or for worse, right? You got to support each other. And it doesn't sound like the husband is supporting here. And so the mixed listener wants to know from you, mixed family, what do I do with a husband that is not supportive and is always talking to or texting me very rudely? He tells me he doesn't know how to support me emotionally at all. Didn't support me when I had my miscarriage. Had to go to my sister's to get the support that I needed. And he's pushing me away. How would you handle this? What would you tell her to tell the husband? Like, hey, we need to be a team here. Number one. I mean, and if you can't offer that up, I mean, you are... Look, as a husband, you have to be able to take the good with the bad with the good. Either way. So,
well, and I really feel like you need to ask yourself, is this a relationship that you want to try to save? You've got to put your mental and emotional health first, because it sounds like there's blame. He's like, I can't help you. And so he's checked out. Also, though, I'm empathetic to the fact that he may also be grieving the loss, having had a miscarriage, and maybe doesn't have a high emotional IQ of knowing how to handle that. Lashing out is definitely not the right thing to do.
A texter has said therapy or ... goodbye.
Or goodbye. Mm. We've got here on line number one, our good friend Thomas, the love doctor,
calling in. Love Dr. Thomas.
What advice do you have for this mixed listener that just sounds like she and her husband, since the miscarriage, are just not on the same page, and she's feeling like he's being rude to her and just not being supportive?
It's time for them to make a movie. It's called Why Did I Get Married in the First Place?
You think it's that deep?
I really do.
Mm.
Here's the thing that I have difficulty with. The aspersions that people cast on marriage, as if it's something so common and so easy to get in and so easy to get out. It's supposed to be a divine union between a man and a woman, okay? And that requires you to look deep into yourself and to look deep into them at their vulnerabilities, okay? Now, if it's not your job to remove them, it is your responsibility to help minimize them, okay, so that they diminish, okay? So you have to keep looking into one another, however uncomfortable it might be.
And it could be for anything. I mean, for right now, this mixed texter is saying she had a miscarriage and he didn't support her. Could be a job loss. Could be anything that's going on in your life. You got to support each other.
Well, and be able to show that vulnerability, too, because right. He's not doing that. He's not showing up for her. And this is hurtful, especially when you're going through such a deep, deep loss that will be with you for the rest of your life.
That's hard. Right.
There are some very strong men out here who own their emotions, like Mike Tyson. I think Mike Tyson is a very beautiful man. I think Joe Rogan is a very beautiful man. Okay.
Got to own those emotions.
Thomas, the love doctor.
Yeah. You know it.
I'm comfortable with my tears and I'm comfortable with my potential for tyranny. Okay. So you got, listen, they, you can cite the things that have caused you to fall apart and I can cite them. You can cite, we can go back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Competition. Okay. It's forward. It's moving forward. The past is 5 seconds ago or 50,000 years. Are we going to keep going over the past? Or are we going to move into the ever-present?
And Thomas, the love doctor, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Lots to process there and unpack that he said. But really, the mixed listener has to think about, do they want to move forward with this person? And you have to both be willing parties for that to happen. And you can also have a conversation where you're very honest, saying, look, I'm feeling very hurt. You're being very dismissive.
Well,
it's making the pain worse. I want a partner who tries. Can we try? And if they get defensive or they don't want to even talk about that, that tells you a lot.
Yeah, almost like what Thomas had said, like you need to move on. And that was the text this morning in Text Roulette. Mixed family, help us out here. 414-432-1099. What do I do with a husband that is not supportive and is constantly talking to or texting me very rudely? He didn't support me when I had a miscarriage, had to go to my sister's. Now he's pushing me away. Says he doesn't know how to support me emotionally at all. Give us a call.
And you have no obligation, by the way, to stay with this person if this is how you are being treated. Because at
especially
a time when you really need to be supported and that's not the person, there are some emotional consequences to that.
Text Roulette this morning that we are asking our mixed family to help us out with. A mixed listener texted in, what do I do with a husband that is not supportive and is constantly talking to or texting me very rudely? He didn't support me when I had a miscarriage. He was not around. I had to go to my sister's to get to the support I needed. He tells me he doesn't know how to support me emotionally at all. You got Elizabeth and Radar. That, again, is Text Roulette. And Dr. Julie is on the phone.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in, Dr. Julie.
The clinical psychologist. We really want to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, yes. Good morning. And as has already been said, my heart just goes out to this dear lady.
Yeah.
My goodness. To go through, like you said, Elizabeth, to go through a miscarriage and not get that support from the person that you're in it with.
Yep.
That is so painful.
It is. It's very, it's already such an isolating and lonely feeling and having been through it, which is why my heart just breaks for this woman. But what do you think she should do about this husband? Because I also was, wanted to mention, like, he's grieving too, and what he's doing is not okay. But there's a loss there for him as well.
She's looking for that support. What would you say?
Yes. What's interesting is sometimes it's very hard for women to understand that men, and I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but men in general respond to crisis and emotions very differently than women do. Women are more apt to want to talk, process, whereas most men, not all, but most men, they retreat within themselves. And I'm not sure, but if that is what her husband is doing, if he's retreating within himself, we want to give him a chance to do the right thing. And that would be to go to counseling with his partner, with her, and try to work out what is going on. Obviously, I'm disturbed by the rude text.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a good response. That's kind of what we call projection. So you're having negative emotions, and you put them onto somebody else in an unfair manner.
So how is she supposed to, just say, hey, look, we are in a really rough spot. I'm not feeling supported. I want to get some help, and just jump right into it. And hopefully he'll say, yeah, though that may not be how it goes.
That's a good point. I do not like ultimatums, but it's important to express a boundary. And she is very entitled to say, look, honey, we need to get some help about this, because I am not feeling good about our relationship and about what's going on between us.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to go to counseling with me.
So without mentioning names, obviously, have you had this sort of situation before, Dr. Julie?
I absolutely have. And I've had couples that I have worked with. Oh, my goodness. Radar, we've worked out miscarriages. We've worked out infidelity. We've worked out parenting issues.
And they've come back. They've been able to connect and come back together. It's not like counseling means, hey, we're done.
Correct. It is a time to readdress how you're communicating with one another.
In a safe place, too. A safe space.
Correct.
With a professional who doesn't have any bias.
And it doesn't happen overnight either, does it?
It doesn't. And men and women typically do communicate very, very differently.
Oh.
And it's so much nicer to have a third party help navigate that process.
And that is really something to think about here. Dr. Julie, I always say this when you call him. We could talk to you for hours.
Yes.
You have so much insight and experience. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and help out this mixed listener this morning. We've got a couple more calls we want to make sure we get to. But we're gonna play some songs here, and we're going to come back because a lot of people have so much to say. And I think that also is important for this mixed listener to hear this support that she has from people that don't even know her, but just human to human.
And they're really helping out.
Are reaching out to help someone else.
Sometimes they've been in their shoes. So that's what Text Roulette is all about. Dr. Julie, thank you so much for joining us today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Amanda, what did you want to say about this mixed listener in Text Roulette this morning that unfortunately has experienced a miscarriage and really not getting support from the husband? The husband's texting very rudely to her. She feels very, very alone. What would you say?
Yeah, I mean, my heart breaks. So, like, I've experienced a miscarriage myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, three kids, four kids later, that's just the tip of the iceberg is having a miscarriage. Like, I'm not saying it's an okay thing or that it's normal,
right.
But there's so much more heartache in life that could happen that if he can't be supportive of this, I mean, you know, the loss of a parent, I experienced the loss of a child. My son was 4 when he passed away.
Like, Amanda.
But you have to have that support. Like, my husband and I, we made it through and we're stronger. But, like, you have to have that support. And I don't know how he is to her beyond that. Like, is he supportive in other things? Is it just this one instance that's causing this?
Yeah.
Because then I would say, like, yeah, let's talk about it. And if nothing changes, then we're done. But if he's like this with more stuff, I'm sorry. At this point, I would just be like, you know what? This is not who I want to do this life with.
That's what we heard from Thomas a little bit earlier. He was saying that too. Hey, if this is just going to be the tip of the iceberg and he's not going to support other things that go wrong in life, because look, life happens to people. Sometimes more tragic to others than
and
you know yourself,
know.
Like you said, and you don't know. So then it's like, look, if you're not going to support me through this, oh, there could be a lot more things that you're not going to support me through. So
yes,
maybe it is time to move on.
But like Dr. Julie said, you know, she doesn't like ultimatums. It may be that there should be a conversation of, I don't feel comfortable with where things are right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling very unsure about this relationship and our communication. Let's have a conversation and go see counseling. But there's a lot to consider because like you said, grief, loss, it comes and goes like the tide of the ocean. It's big, it's small. Sometimes it's not for a while and things are going to keep happening. And you calling in, though, and sharing what you've gone through and your loss. I mean, really, we want to just wrap our arms around you as well for what you've been through. But I always say, like, your heartbreak is now becoming someone else's playbook. You are living through it and you're helping someone else out. And there's healing in helping. So thank you, Amanda, for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Really appreciate
the call. Thank you for letting me get through.
Oh, God, for sure. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, and here we have some messages that are saying he sounds like a narcissist. He may not have it in him. And that's a possibility, too. But if you do care about this relationship and you do love this person and want to see it through, then counseling, I think, is where you're going to have to go, because now there's so much emotional damage. How do you get past that?
And another texter says, please do what's best for you, because this will only hurt you further.
Yeah.
Just keep pushing this on. Yep. You got to do what's best for you. That's how Text Roulette works. 414-432-1099. If there's something in your life you need help with, you text in. And look, at our mixed family, like you said earlier, Elizabeth, they wrap your arms around you right away and they offer that great advice.
And we're going to send this audio back to the mixed listener through the Siding Unlimited text line. You've got a problem, send it in, and we could be reading yours next on the air.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.